Yo, we're recording, Mzansi. Man, we are recording. Welcome back to episode 18 of the Project Hustle Show. I am still your beloved host, coming to you live on a Sunday, Okenzani, also known as Unkuli. Remember that with this show, the intention is to publish 90 exclusive episodes, and now we are only 2 episodes away from 20. We are on episode 18. We're still using the mantra of success, which we truly believe we finally figured out how to grow with you. Okay, so we are still on chapter 2, rule 18. I do not have a guest today, and chapter 2 is titled as Entrepreneurial Stages. And we're on rule 18. Rule 18 says the right corporate structure. So for small businesses and large corporates, there's some form of organizational structure or corporate structure or operational structure. So part of those things, there are 3 most important elements that can benefit the business, because a company, it needs to be essentially a separate entity that offers many benefits. So as a person, as a business owner, you are a legal entity, you are a juristic person. Also, your business is also a juristic person, meaning it can be sued and it can sue. That's law, that's commercial law. Sticking on to rule 18, the right corporate structure. It says, when you start a business, there are different structures you can set up in which to operate. Most commonly, you can either register a company or trade in your personal name. We have registered a company called Black Mercantile Incorporation. That's the reason why our company name is different from our legal name or personal names. So as a business owner, you need to choose between the two. If you want to trade as Kenzani Madulege or you want to trade as Black Ink, it is your choice. After all, this is your business. So by registering a company, you get those 3 benefits. The most common ones are tax benefits, because with tax benefits, if you register a company, you can also structure your tax affairs better and pay less tax. When it comes to reputation, your customers, especially the ones you've worked with before, they need that reassurance ukuthi you are a legitimate business. So a potential client may suspect your business of being a fly-by-night operation if your company isn't properly registered. You can register your company by going to www.cipc.com. That's where the government helps each and everyone get their business registered. The 3rd thing is less risk. Because a company is seen as a separate entity, it means that you as the owner are much less at risk if something goes wrong than when you're dealing under your name. The downside of registering a company is that you need to comply with more rules and more regulations, and it can be a costly exercise. So what do you do? If you are serious about your business, then register a company and do it properly, because there will be costs, but it should not outweigh by the tax benefits, reputational clout, and legal protection it offers. So make sure you have the right corporate structure for your business and the plans you have for it. During our season, we are using the 90 rules book, which is the Codex of Hustle, to hustle and also challenge you, our beloved listeners, especially brand and business owners, to work alongside us online and also in real life, to use these sets of rules wisely. Every day, I, the host, will share 1 rule for 90 days, because starting a business should be more than just a venture. It needs to be an adventure. See your dream is an adventure and enjoy. Follow the author by hashtagging 90 rules book to get more information on him. We are on Instagram at blackink0.1 and on Facebook and Twitter at blackink. This is Kenzani. Tune in next time. Over and out. Bye for now.